Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word. Michael Faraday, the distinguished scientist, was asked by some of his students as he neared death, "What are your speculations now?" He immediately replied, "Speculations? I have none. I'm resting on certainties." And then he repeated slowly and deliberately, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." This is Lesson 2 in the course, Lessons for Christian Living. Our lesson is on sure salvation. How can a person know for certain that he is saved? You may want to take notes. Also, at the close of the program, you'll be told how to get this entire course of 12 lessons. Now, some of you already have the lesson material, so I suggest that you turn to Lesson 2 and page 1. How can a person know for certain that he is saved? Let's consider carefully the following facts. The Bible is God's Word. It is absolutely true. You can trust it. The Bible says that if you repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. Now the important question is, have you ever come to Christ as a lost sinner and asked Him to save you? Have you ever accepted Him as your substitute, as the one who took your place, as the one who bore the penalty of your sins? If you have, then God tells you in the Bible that you are saved. It's not just for Michael Faraday and a few select believers to know that they are saved. So in this lesson, we're talking about how you can know that you are saved. First, it's very important to understand that assurance of salvation comes through the Scriptures, through the Bible. This truth is clearly taught in 1 John 5:13. Let's turn to that verse. In fact, here's a verse that every believer should memorize. The first epistle of John, chapter 5, and verse 13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Did you notice the word know? K-N-O-W. John wrote to those who had believed on Christ so that they might know that they had eternal life. He wanted them to know for sure that they had eternal life. If you have believed on Christ, you are saved. The Bible says so. The trouble with so many is that they depend on feelings rather than on the Bible. They say, "I don't feel saved." They expect some mysterious emotional experience, and when they don't receive it, they doubt that they are saved. The person who bases his assurance of salvation on his feelings is certain to have difficulty because feelings change from moment to moment. God's Word, however, never changes. Trust the Bible and not your feelings. But perhaps someone will ask, shouldn't a person feel happy when he is saved? The answer is definitely yes. However, one must know that he is saved before he can feel happy. Assurance comes first, and then feelings follow. We know we are saved because the Bible says so. We feel happy because we know we are saved. And so the order is important. Many people never seem to grasp this. Assurance comes first from the Word of God, and feelings will surely follow. Now let's pause for some music, and also for a time of meditation. Let's think about that verse that we encouraged you to memorize. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 5:13 these words, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. Our lessons in this series are on the course, Lessons for Christian Living. We are considering at this time the very important subject of sure salvation, or how can a person know for certain that he is saved. We invite you to stay tuned at the close of the program for an announcement telling you how to obtain this course that we are studying. In addition to the scriptures themselves, there are other means of assurance for the believer. Here are three marks of a saved person. First, the person who is saved loves his fellow Christians. 1 John 3:14. That's the first epistle of John, chapter 3, and the 14th verse. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. It is a characteristic from the Lord for a born-again person to love other believers. Second, the person who is saved has the witness of the Holy Spirit within him. The Bible says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." That reference is Romans 8:16. The witness of the Spirit is the inner joy and peace which is given to those who believe the Word of God when it says that all who believe on Christ are saved. The Spirit witnesses to Christians through the Bible. Yes, the Holy Spirit and the Bible are a great help in finding the will of God for the believer. Dr. F.B. Meyer tells of an experience of crossing a certain body of water on a very dark night. He asked the captain, "How do you find the harbor on such a dark, starless night?" The captain replied, "Do you see those three lights just ahead? Those must be lined up one behind the other in one straight line of vision, and I follow them, keeping the ship in line with the three until I safely enter the harbor." Dr. Meyer, using the illustration, compared the three lights to the light of God's Word, the inward conviction of the Holy Spirit, and the divine arrangement of circumstances in the believer's life. The Holy Spirit does witness within the believer and helps in all areas of the believer's life. Our third mark of a Christian is the fact that the person who is saved hates sin and loves what is right. Although a Christian can and does sin, sin no longer controls his life. Romans 6:14 brings this out clearly. That's Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. "For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." The example of the pig and the lamb is sometimes given. A pig will fall in the mud and stay there because he likes to wallow in the mud. A lamb may slip into the mud, but will get out as soon as possible. They have two different natures. Thus with the Christian. He has a new nature, but he does sometimes sin. But he doesn't like to wallow in the sin. He gets out of it as quickly as possible. As the believer grows in the Christian life, his assurance will become stronger and stronger. There are at least three definite steps which he may take to help in this direction. First, read the Bible regularly and believe it with all your heart. Here's a little poem that I like about the Bible. Though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is the book worn and old that can shatter and scatter my fears. This old book is my guide, 'tis a friend by my side. It will lighten and brighten my way, and each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it today. The second step that you can take to gain assurance: pray to the Lord to strengthen your faith as you read His Word. And third, tell others about the one who has saved you from sin. Finally, here's a bit of advice for those who are not sure if they are saved, but who really want to be. Perhaps you think you might have trusted the Savior sometime in the past, but you're not absolutely certain. You long to know without any doubt that you are a child of God. Here's what you should do. Tell the Lord that you're not sure if you were ever saved before, but you want to be saved right now. Tell Him that you know that you're a lost sinner, that if you die in your present condition, you will go to hell. Then receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, believing that He died on Calvary's cross to pay the penalty of your sins, and that He is able and willing to save you. Now turn the New Testament to Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. That's the book of Acts chapter 16 and the 31st verse. What does it say will happen if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? It says, "Thou shalt be saved." This is the word of God. Believe it. When Satan comes to you and tries to make you doubt your salvation, turn to a verse like Acts 16:31. If you have a pen and paper handy, I'll give you a number of other good assurance verses. Besides Acts 16:31, put down John 1:12, John 3:16, John 5:24, and Romans 10:9. Let me repeat those. John 1:12, John 3:16, John 5:24, and Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. And you can find many others. Show Satan that God says you are saved because you have believed on Christ. He will not trouble you with doubts if you show him the Scriptures. And thus we close another time together. We've been studying the Emmaus Bible course, Lessons for Christian Living. Stay tuned for information on how you can obtain this entire 12-lesson course. For those of you studying the course along with us, it's time now to answer all of the questions on Exam 1 and mail the exam in for correction. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.